today's contestants. A business analyst, Boston, Texas, Marlon Badger. A stay-at-home mom from Irving, Texas, Alyssa McKinney. And our returning champion, a librarian from Portland, Oregon, Veronica Bitchett Vatican, whose one day cash winnings totaled $21,999. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Veronica got off to a good start on yesterday's program, led throughout the game in double jeopardy, expanded her lead to turn the game into a runaway. But what will happen today? Today, after all, is another day. Alyssa and Marlon, welcome. Pick up those signaling devices. Hope you get to use them often. Here are the categories for the first round of play today, starting off with anagrammed U.S. cities. That should be fun. Drawing quite the crowd. We'll deal with mythology, TV shows based on books. Hey, let's get married. Now the exchange of vowels. Each correct response will be two words differing by one vowel. Veronica, start.
Okay. Anagrammed U.S. cities for 200.
Had rum, North Carolina. Alyssa.
What is Durham?
That's the city.
U.S. cities 400.
No cuts, Arizona. Marlon.
What is Tucson?
Good.
600, anagram cities.
Tight burps, Pennsylvania. Alyssa.
What is Pittsburgh?
Good.
800, U.S. cities.
Javelin locks, Florida. Veronica.
What is Jacksonville?
You got it.
Mythology for two.
Hippolyta is the queen of these women. Marlon.
Who are the Amazons?
That's it.
Let's finish U.S. cities.
Crouch spirits, Texas. Veronica.
What is Corpus Christi?
Yes.
Mythology for 400.
Dryads were the tree-dwelling version of these creatures. Alyssa?
What are nymphs?
Nymphs, that's right.
Mythology 6.
Opposite the cave of the sea monster Scylla, you'd find this monstrous personification of a whirlpool. Marlon.
What is Charybdis?
Good.
800, mythology.
Answer there. Daily Double. We're finding it early. We have a very close game. You and Alyssa are tied at 1,200, trailing Veronica by 600.
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right, for the lead, here is the clue for you. Echo's love for this lad was unrequited. He only had eyes for himself.
Who is Narcissus?
You are right. And you are now in the lead.
Let's finish the category.
At his death, this great hunter was changed into a constellation. Alyssa.
Who is Sagittarius?
Nope. Marlon.
Who is Orion?
Orion, you are right.
Let's get married, Alex, for 200.
At the Council of Trent in 1563, the Catholic Church said one of these had to perform the wedding to make it legal. Alyssa.
What's a priest?
Yes.
Let's get married, 400.
Emily Post says the person with this title offers the first toast to the bride and groom at the reception. Alyssa.
Who's the best man?
Yep.
Let's get married, 600.
If the person chosen as maid of honor is already married, traditionally the title gets changed to this. Marlon.
Who is the matron of honor?
Correct.
800, please.
In England, this rhyme about wedding attire ends with, and a silver sixpence in your shoe. Marlon.
What is something borrowed, something blue?
No. Veronica.
What is something old, something new?
That's it.
Let's get married for 1,000.
During this part of a military wedding, swords are drawn and the bride and groom pass through the arch. Marlon?
What is the recessional?
That is right. And with that, you go to 4,200. You're in the lead and we're taking a break. We will come back right after this. I have some good news for Marlon Badgett. Our judges have decided to accept your response a little while ago of something borrowed, something blue. So you're picking up $1,600 to add to your lead. Now, you have written and hosted a Jeopardy-type program at work. Am I correct?
That's right, Alex. So in my last job before my promotion, I had some downtime. And I would take that time to put together Jeopardy games in PowerPoint and then host them doing my own Trebek. My coworkers loved it. My managers tolerated it. I think it got me in the right mindset for here.
And your beard looks a little better than mine did, I'll tell you the truth.
Thank you.
All right, Alyssa McKinney is a stay-at-home mom from Irving, Texas, who did a study abroad in Chile. Things are a little dicey in Chile right now. What were you studying?
Well, I was there doing a Spanish language and Latin American studies course. And it was a lot more stable back in 2005 when I did it.
Uh-huh. Good experience for you?
It was. Other than breaking my arm and having surgery down there.
How did you break your arm?
Skiing. Falling, but...
A good distinction. I love that. Yes, I didn't break it skiing. I broke it falling. Veronica Vichit-Vatican from Portland, Oregon is our champion. There are dog people and there are cat people. I used to be a cat person, but now I'm a dog person because my wife is allergic to cats. You are definitely a cat person.
I am most definitely a cat person. I have two cats at home, and I also foster cats and kittens for a couple of local animal shelters in Portland.
Okay, nail it down for me. What's the best thing about being a cat person? What is special about cats?
The best part about it is that they don't need you. They don't care if you're there or not. But when you're there, you've got a nice, warm companion.
Okay, good. Let's get back into this now. Marlon's still in command of the board, so go ahead.
Vowels for 200.
I to O, to lose your foothold, perhaps in a type of pig food. Veronica?
What is slip and slop?
Yep.
Vowels for 4.
A to you, a tree part enjoys a late morning meal, as tree parts do. Veronica.
What is branch to brunch?
Yeah.
Exchange vowels for 6.
A to O, a work of drama on a stage employs a maneuver to gain a strategic advantage. Alyssa?
What is play and ploy?
Those are the two words.
Vowels 800.
A to I, to quickly seize something like a purse, gets you busted because someone did this to tattle. Veronica?
What is snatch to snitch?
Yes.
Vowels for 1,000.
U to A, to sing in the street for money, then do this in the resulting applause. Veronica?
What is busk and bask?
Got them both.
TV shows for 200.
Richard Hooker's novel about three army doctors was the basis for a film and a TV show, both with this name. Marlon.
What is MASH?
Yeah.
400 TV shows.
In season one of this series, based on Jay Asher's novel, Clay tries to figure out what made Hannah Baker kill herself. Alyssa.
What is 13 Reasons Why?
Yes.
TV shows, 600.
The good times roll in Bontemps, Louisiana, the setting for this drama, where some folks really vamped it up. Alyssa.
What is True Blood?
Good.
Books, 800.
Blake Lively and Penn Badgley starred in this CW series based on Cecily Von Zegeser's book series about privileged New York City teens. Alyssa.
What is Gossip Girl?
Right.
Books, 1,000.
Jeff Lindsay's books about a very different Miami CSI were the basis for this Showtime series. Marlon.
What is Dexter?
That's right.
Drawing quite the crowd for 200, please.
Giving new meaning to the word mass, he was the headliner of one held in Manila in 2015 that drew 6 million people. Veronica.
Who's Pope Francis?
He's the one.
400.
In 2007, the long disbanded Rage Against the Machine got together and drew 100,000 at this California festival. Marlon.
What is Coachella?
Correct.
600, please.
In 2016, an estimated 1 million people protested in Caracas against this president of Venezuela. Veronica?
Who is Maduro?
Right.
800.
On April 22nd, 1990, around 750,000 people hit Central Park to celebrate this annual event. Veronica?
What is Earth Day?
That's it. Now the last clue. In 2018, around 1.7 million people trekking from all over the world made this pilgrimage to Mecca. Alyssa?
What is the Hajj?
That's it. And that takes you to 4,200. You're in third place, which means, of course, you're going first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Which egg has better taste and nutrition? And is the only egg I'll serve my family? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Oh. start for all three players today, but Alyssa's in third place, which means, of course, she selects first in Double Jeopardy from these categories. First off, All-Stars. Museums. Foreign-born Oscar winners. We'll go way back in time to the 11th century. Then we deal with poems' second lines. And finally, each correct response will have a triple B. Alyssa.
Triple B, 400.
Natural insulation found on a seal or whale. Marlon.
What is blubber?
That's got it.
Let's go 11th century for 400.
Around 1080, Chinese scientist Shen Kuo made the first scientific mention of one of these magnetic devices. Marlon.
What is the compass?
Correct.
11th century, 800, please.
In 1040, Scottish King Duncan I was slain in battle, and this man, known to readers of Shakespeare, succeeded him. Veronica.
Who is Macbeth?
He's the one.
Foreign-born Oscar winners for 400.
New Zealand-born Russell Crowe received three straight Best Actor nominations, winning in 2001 for this film. Veronica.
What is A Beautiful Mind?
No. Marlon.
What is Gladiator?
That's the film.
11th century for 1200.
The Arabic language canon of medicine recommends willow oil for head pain. Willow, genus Salix, as in this common medicine of today. Veronica.
What is aspirin?
Aspirin, yes.
Oscar winners for 800.
This Welsh-born man won a supporting actor Oscar for The Fighter. Veronica.
Who's Christian Bale?
Yes.
Museums for 400.
Like Madame Tussauds, Paris's Musée Grévin primarily deals in exhibits of these. Veronica?
What are wax figures?
Yes.
Museums for 8.
Ruins from two ancient wonders of the world, the Temple of Artemis and the Mausoleum of Halicarnassus, are in London here. Veronica?
What is the British Museum?
You got it.
Museums for 12.
Zaragoza, Spain is home to a museum dedicated to this painter of the naked Maha. Veronica.
Who is Goya?
Good.
Museums for 16.
Answer. There you go. And you have taken the lead away from Marlon. You're on a roll.
3,000.
It is. Here is the clue. Originally serving as a private gallery of art, the Hermitage Museum was founded by her in 1764.
Who is Catherine the Great?
Yes.
Museums for 2.
The free-form titanium-sheathed Guggenheim Museum in this Spanish city is a work of art in itself. Marlon.
What is Bilbao?
Right.
11th century for 1600.
This fortress and prison complex was begun around 1078 by William the Conqueror. Alyssa.
What is the Tower of London?
Right.
11th century, 2000.
Around 1071, construction was completed on this Venetian basilica, said to house the remains of a gospel writer. Alyssa?
What is St. Peter's?
No. Marlon?
What is St. Mark's?
That's it.
Poem second lines for 400.
In line two of this poem, the score stood 4-2 with but one inning more to play. Marlon?
What is Casey at the bat?
That's the poem.
800 poem second lines.
In a poem by William Blake, these four words precede the second line, in the forests of the night. Veronica.
What is Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright?
Correct.
Oscar winners for 12.
Born in Vienna, he won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role as Colonel Hans Landa in Inglourious Basterds. Marlon.
Who is Christoph Waltz?
Yes.
Foreign-born Oscar winner, 1600.
Though born in Sweden, she won an Oscar for her supporting role in 2015's The Danish Girl. Her name is Alicia Vikander. Back to you, Marlon.
Let's finish foreign-born.
Jean Dujardin didn't have much to say in becoming the first Frenchman to win Best Actor for this 2011 film. Marlon.
What is The Artist?
That's right. You're back in the lead now.
Poem second lines, 1200.
Second line, I love thee to the depth and breadth and height. First line, this. Alyssa.
What is How Do I Love Thee?
Yes.
Poems for 1600.
Answer. Daily Double. A chance for you to get right back into the thick of this.
4,000.
All right. Its second line is, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore.
What is The Raven?
The Raven, yes. Edgar Allan Poe. Go again.
Poems for 2000.
Title of the poem with the second line, He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. Alyssa.
What is the battle hymn of the Republic?
Yes.
Triple B 800.
Adjective for a brook making a low, continuous murmur. Veronica.
What is babbling?
Good.
Triple B for 12.
It means to mishandle a football or baseball. What is bobble? Veronica.
Let's do all stars for 4.
Here's Jimmy.
The Earth wobbles as it spins, moving the polar axis through the sky. So, 12,000 years from now, Vega will replace Polaris as this.
Veronica?
What is the North Star?
Correct.
All stars for 800.
The ancients associated this star's pre-dawn rising with the hottest months, giving rise to the term dog days. Alyssa?
What is Sirius?
Good.
All stars, 1,200.
One of the closest stars to the sun, Barnard's star, can't be seen with the naked eye. It's in this colorful class of small, dim stars. Marlon.
What are brown dwarfs?
No. Veronica.
What are white dwarfs?
No. Alyssa.
What are blue stars?
No. What are red dwarfs? Back to you, Alyssa.
All stars, 1,600.
On the morning of February 24th, 1987, SN-1987A, one of these, appeared in the Large Magellanic Cloud. Marlon.
What is Nova? Supernova?
Thank you.
All stars for 2,000.
In 2016, the International Astronomical Union renamed this three-star system, just 4.3 light years away, Rigel Cantaurus. Veronica.
What is Alpha Centauri?
Correct.
Triple B for 16.
Clothing articles that gave their name to 1940s adolescent girls. Marlon.
What are teeny boppers?
No. Alyssa or Veronica? What are Bobby socks? And now the last clue. Well, we won't get to that last clue. Impressive scores. So it's anyone's game as the three of you get to deal with this in final. World geography. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
A Fox 45 exclusive. Who's leading the polls in Baltimore's mayoral race?
Plus, crime cameras catch license plates, but do they help solve crime? Fox 45 questions the effectiveness of these crime-solving tools.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
These pesky creatures in the Geico sequel ad are also called groundhogs. What are woodchucks? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
There is the potential for a big win today as the players deal with world geography. Here's your clue. About the size of West Virginia, Devon Island is the largest uninhabited island in the world and a possession of this country. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Alyssa, we come to you first. Let's see if you came up with the correct response in final. Jeopardy, what is the United Kingdom? Sorry, that won't do it, and it'll cost you $7,500. That drops you down to $3,100. Let's go to your left now, Marlon Badgett. Where, when we look at a map of the world, do we find a lot of islands? Canada, eh? Yes, indeed. And your wager. Oh, boy. Everything. You're in the lead with $30,000. We come to Veronica now. Had $17,200. Enigmatic smile on the young lady's face. She came up with the correct response. Did she risk enough? 12,801. She did indeed. The margin is $1, $30,001, and a 2-day total of 52,000. What a game. Thank you so much, Chloe. And thank you for tuning us in. We'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by number one, sleep doctor recommended Remfresh.
Sleep disturbances keep 1 in 3 adults up at night. Only Remfresh uses ion-powered melatonin to deliver up to 7 hours of sleep support. Number one sleep doctor recommended Remfresh, your nightly sleep companion. Now available in the sleep section at Walgreens.
EV Even in the dead of winter, the hunt continues. Wolves and dogs have an innate desire for meat. That's why there's Meat Rich Blue Wilderness, to feed your dog's wolf spirit.